anxious are you to get Vince in there, even if it's just for a little bit?
Well, it's nice to, you know, have him back out there working. And obviously he's a young, enthusiastic guy that, you know, I think is going to, he'll, you know, give you great effort. I think he's done a good job, you know, during his PUP time of really tuned in, you know, in the meetings, that type of thing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to watch him, you know, get to start.
Tom, what's the trickle-down effect to having Morgan back? I mean, obviously having him back is important, but what else does it impact, do you think?
Well, he's our leader. You know, I mean, he was our communicator, okay? He had the headset, and Morgan's played so many different spots for us that, you know, he understands the defense. And I just think it lifts everybody else up because everybody has confidence, all right, that, you know, he's going to make the calls. You know, he's going to get us in and out of the right things. You know, very consistent player. And you know, we've asked a lot of him. But he's been around here a long time and probably understands the defense as well as anybody.
Tom, what's realistic for Beagle to be able to give you, though? I mean, you know, maybe a couple series or
well, you know, we'll have to see. You know, it's hard, you know, when, you know, we've only had him, you know, out on the practice field, you know, for a couple weeks. But like I say, He's taking the right approach, you know, in the meeting room. You know, he obviously brings some energy and enthusiasm, and you know, we'll have to see how that translates. But it's like anything, you know, this is his first shot, and we'll just have to kind of see how it goes.
Now, a large part of what you like to do defensively obviously depends on bringing pressure off the edge. How close or far is the edge rush from where you want it to be right now?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that we can get some continuity going here. You know, I mean, continuity has a lot to do with that. You know, we've been kind of mixing and matching and trying to, you know, patch things, okay, from one week to the next. And you know, it's good to see a number of our guys back out there working. You know, Morgan, you know, we're going to have to try to integrate a couple of these young guys in there, you know, whether it be, you know, Vince, okay, you know, getting him some reps. Adams, you know, getting him some reps. And I think that these young guys, you'll see them progress, okay, as we go through these next few weeks. You know, they bring energy, enthusiasm, I think if we can get some continuity going, I think it'll help us, okay, in terms of our rush.
What was holding Adams back the first 6 weeks? Was it really just getting back with the foot, or was it the fact you didn't have a training camp?
I think that was a big part of it. I mean, you know, you get a lot of these young guys, we're asking them to do some different things, and they did, you know, in college. So guys like that benefit greatly from training camp. And he wasn't able, you know, we lost him very early in camp. So, you know, he missed camp. And I think physically, you know, he's gotten better, and I think he's become more familiar, you know, with what we're doing. So hopefully we'll see him, you know, ascend and make good progress here as we go through the next, you know, 3-4 weeks.
You know, back to Ryan's pass rush question. You've always found a way to have a pass rush. Not this year. You just not have enough horses to get there, do you think?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, we aren't happy with where we are from a rush standpoint. But, I've seen us go through stages. You know, we've talked before in here that, you know, sacks sometimes, you know, they come in bunches, you know, and you just have to stay in there with the principles that you believe in. You know, I think we've always been able to get pretty good pressure, you know, on the quarterback. I think we started, you know, when we started out, okay, I thought we got some pretty good pressure, you know, early, and it's kind of fallen off as of late. But you know, hopefully now we, you know, if we can get a group in there, okay, work together, that we'll be able to generate more pressure. And we're going to have to, you know. I mean, you got a guy like Stafford, you know, he's, you know, veteran quarterback, you know, get the ball out of his hands. But you know, he's a guy that, you know, if he gets in his rhythm, I mean, he can, you know, he's got a big arm. You know, he can make all the throws, okay, that good quarterbacks can make.
How do you find some consistency with your run defense? I mean, you've got a lot of tackles at or behind the line, but you've also given up a bunch of bigger gains, too.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing is just be consistent in terms of not giving up the big plays, you know, in the run defense. So there's been times, okay, that, you know, our run defense has been pretty good. But like you say, there'd be a play or two in there that would have a big influence, you know, on the statistical part of things. So we just got to find a way to eliminate those things. And I think for the most part, defensively, that's the key. You know, we just have to be more consistent, you know, and more consistent rushing the passer, more consistent, okay, with our run defense, and try to eliminate, you know, the downside of things, the big plays.
You mentioned Stafford. Now that it's been a little while, do you see him as a different quarterback without Calvin Johnson?
Wow. You know, I probably think anybody in the league, okay, you know, without Calvin Johnson would probably be a little bit different. But you know, all you've got to do is you guys watch the Sunday night game. I mean, you know, they had 482 yards, all right, and, you know, they just kind of bogged down in the red area. But in terms of moving the ball now, they move the ball up and down the field, and then they just had a hard time, you know, getting across the goal line. So I think I saw somewhere today where it was like the third – most yardage without a score, okay, since the Super Bowl era. So,
now that you lost Bryce, you have, trying to think of rookies and undrafted guys. You got King, Whitehead, Donatello Brown, now Pipkins. How much are you going to need those guys? How much are you going to rely on them, and what can you get out of them?
Well, you've seen us have to rely on, you know, Pipkins was up in the Minnesota game and played a ton, you know, in the Minnesota game. So, you know, Marwin Evans has been around here. You know, Josh, with Morgan coming back, you know, Josh Jones is going to, you know, have to be able to pick up some of the slack, you know, back there. And you know, it could end up being Josh, you know, working with Ha, you know, back there. And, you know, Morgan will play his number of different spots. But it's like anything in this league, you know, your numbers change, and we've certainly, through seven games, they've changed pretty dramatically, you know, from game to game. But the young guys get better, and you know, we anticipate those guys, you know, we ask them to play here, you know, over the next few weeks, you know, they'll be far more ready than what they were, you know, a month ago.
You mentioned you were talking about Detroit's red zone problems last week. How about yours? What's gone wrong in that area?
Well, we just haven't been consistent enough. It's kind of, you know, same way we've been, you know, out in the field. You know, we'll have some good snaps, and you just have to play consistent, all right, if you want to keep people out of the end zone.